Coffee Break Italian, Season 2, Episode 12.
Ciao a tutti e bentornati a un nuovo episodio di Coffee Break Italian. Io sono Francesca.
Io sono Mark.
E io sono Emma.
We're back with another episode for you, and this time we're continuing the topic of adjectives from last time. Francesca, come stai oggi?
Molto bene, grazie. E tu?
Sì, oggi un po' stanco.
Vedo che hai gli occhi un po' stanchi.
Questo è perché sono vecchio.
Oh!
Ayla, come stai tu?
Molto bene, grazie.
Ah, perché lei è giovane?
Sì, è fresca, fresca come una rosa.
Ah, ok, una rosa rosa?
Fresca come una rosa rosa, sì.
As fresh as a pink rose. Ok, coming up then in this lesson, we're going to be focusing on two words, and those two words are two different adjectives, and they are, Francesca?
Bello e buono.
Bello, cosa vuol dire bello?
Is it nice or...
Nice or beautiful, yeah, beautiful. Okay. Or good looking, depending on if you're talking about a thing or a person or whatever. And then the other one, buono.
Good.
Good, of course. Now, there are words that we've seen many times, but there are some tricky bits about these words, and that's exactly what we're going to be focusing on today. As usual, we'll begin with our presentation section, and then we'll be back with you, Ayla, for some practice. You can also look forward to a caffè culturale with Francesca after our break. But for now, cominciamo.
Sì, mettiamoci al lavoro.
E io vi ascolto.
Okay, as promised, this episode is dealing with two specific words, and they are...
Bello.
Which is an adjective, of course, meaning beautiful or handsome, and...
Buono.
Which means good.
Sì.
Now, I think probably our listeners will have come across these words very, very early on in their Italian journey. Particularly, I'm thinking in terms of greetings.
Sì, buongiorno, buonasera.
And so on. And also the word bello or bella. It's a word that people tend to know.
Sì, everyone seems to know the word bella Italia or bella ragazza.
And if any Scottish listeners are listening and thinking about a particular film from the 80s, I think it would be, I'm sure they'll remember John Gordon Sinclair in the film Gregory's Girl saying Bella Bella, but of course he said it in rather a Scottish accent, not bouncing those L's. It's important that you bounce the L's when you're talking about Bella. Francesca's looking at me as if I've gone daft here. Obviously, she's not seen
Sorry,
the film.
Sorry, I'm not Scottish enough yet.
Well, maybe you need to have a look at Gregory's Girl.
I will.
That's a good coming-of-age drama.
Okay.
Comedy drama. Okay, we're getting off topic. Let's get back to bello and buono.
Sì.
In our bonus episode, we talked about adjectives which went before the noun, and this is the case with bello and buono.
Sì, their natural position is normally before the noun.
Can you give us some examples then?
Oh, che bel bambino!
What a beautiful child, baby, I suppose. So, un bel...
Buongiorno!
Buongiorno, certo. Okay, we don't say giorno buono.
No, oh, notte buona.
Sounds a little bit strange. Okay, let's start to think a bit about how these are formed, because you said they're che bel bambino.
Sì, well spotted.
Something a little strange going on here. Can you explain more?
Sì, if you look at adjective bello, you can see that the end, lo, is similar to the definite article,
yep.
Lo, like lo sport, mm-hmm. or lo stereo. So this adjective is like an in-between, an adjective, a real adjective, and the definite article.
Okay, yeah, I like that explanation.
So
that then means it changes
We need to
form.
Make changes okay. to the extended ending, let's say, to yep. make it sound like a definite article.
And we already know how that definite article works
sì.
with normal words. So if it's the...
Il bambino.
Bambino, yeah.
For example.
Il bambino.
We have the L
yep.
sound. We don't say lo bambino.
Okay. So how would we say then a beautiful child?
Un bel bambino.
Un bel bambino. That's B-E-L.
Sì, sì.
Okay. Or the beautiful child?
Il bel bambino.
Il bel bambino. Let's now go through bello in all its forms,
okay,
with the different scenarios for each version of the word. And we'll, in each case, we'll say the definite article, the word bello in whatever form is appropriate, and then the noun.
Okay.
Okay?
Si.
So you'll be able to follow this also on the video if you're watching the video
version
of this.
Yeah, that's very useful.
Okay. So we've started with il bel bambino, the beautiful child.
Si.
What about a feminine word?
Sì, bambina.
Okay, la bambina. La so bambina. How would we say the beautiful female child?
La bella bambina.
La bella bambina.
Sì.
There we're, you're using B-E-L-L-A, bella, the normal feminine form
it's
of the
regular
adjective.
With the feminine.
Okay. Now, there are different scenarios in certain words. For example, a masculine word that begins with S-T.
Sì, ad esempio, lo studente.
Good example, yeah. So the student, the beautiful or handsome student would be?
Il bello studente.
Now, there's a lot going on there.
I know, because we lose a lo, because we don't need it anymore.
Yes, so just let's explain this.
Begins with a normal B.
The only reason we use lo studente is because lo is running into studente. And it's difficult to say those words, those letters studente, when it's preceded by another consonant.
Si.
So we change the definite article to lo, and we say lo studente. We've done this before.
Si.
But now if we're sticking an adjective in front, like bello, bello takes on that sound thing. It takes on the lo in order for us to run into studente. But we no longer need to say lo.
No.
It becomes il.
Esatto.
It's a little bit complicated.
I bet.
So let's hear the handsome student again.
Il bello studente.
Il bello studente.
Okay.
Okay. And then what happens if the word begins with a vowel?
Ad esempio, l'amico.
L'amico. We're talking about a male friend here.
Sì. So l'apostrofe l'amico.
Yep. So the handsome friend.
Il bell'amico.
Okay, so exactly the same thing happens here. The bello is taking on the sound thing.
Sì.
So it becomes B-E-L-L apostrophe.
Esatto.
And we don't use the L apostrophe anymore for the definite article.
The article.
That
uh-huh.
becomes now il. So let's hear the handsome friend.
Il bell'amico.
Il bell'amico.
And it's very important to pronounce the adjective and the noun as one word, bell'amico.
Bell'amico.
Uh-huh.
Okay, we don't say il bel amico.
No, because of the apostrophe there.
Yeah. It all runs together. Il bell'amico.
Sì.
Right, so much for the singulars. Let's deal now with the plurals, because we've got some things going on there too.
Okay.
The beautiful children. Let's do a masculine plural.
Okay, let's start from the children,
yep.
I bambini.
I bambini.
So we can't say belli bambini, but we simply say bei bambini.
Okay.
B-E-I, bei.
I bei bambini.
Si.
Okay, it's quite tricky that one, I bei bambini.
It takes a while to get used to a new word.
So can we ever use belli? Does that word exist?
We can, but it needs to go after the noun. Ad esempio, i bambini belli, or questi bambini sono belli.
Okay, so in this case, it's coming afterwards, but if we're using it before, i bei bambini.
Sì.
Okay, so that is for masculine plural. And of course, something different happens when the masculine plural is a noun that starts with a vowel.
See, we have the tricky sound, gli.
Gli, okay. So, gli amici.
See, so, belli amici.
So, the word bello takes on that same gli ending, and we get belli amici.
Esatto.
I belli amici.
Perfetto.
And again, we don't need to say gli belli amici.
Oh, no.
One gli is enough
it's
in there.
It's enough.
I belli amici. And what about the plural feminine forms?
It's regular again, like le bambine, belle bambine.
Belle bambine.
Le belle
le
bambine.
Belle bambine. And what about if it's beautiful female friends?
Le belle amiche.
Okay, so there we don't change don't run together anything. It just becomes belle amiche.
Sì.
Le belle amiche. Okay, Francesca, why do we need to know this?
Well, as we said before, we use bello all the time in Italian. Mm-hmm. Probably every day you will use this adjective. And it's an adjective which is very important for like interaction when mm-hmm. you want to compliment, for example, on something that someone is wearing.
Yeah.
And we do that all the time in okay. Italian. We love complimenting each other.
So can you give us some examples?
Yeah. You remember you went shopping in Milan?
Yes, I do.
So if I want to compliment you on your beautiful hat and say, oh, what a beautiful hat, Mark. Che bel cappello.
Che bel cappello. Okay, there you're using B-E-L.
Sì, sì, sì.
Okay,
sì.
Che bel cappello.
Sì.
Okay.
Oh, what a beautiful bag. Che bella borsa.
Okay, che bella borsa. And what about if you were complimenting someone on their hair?
Sì, che bei capelli.
What beautiful hairs.
Ah, remember it's plural.
Is plural.
Sì.
Okay, now, the other thing that I think is worth pointing out is that you can actually just say che bello
sì.
In general.
Sì.
And I think as English speakers, we sometimes try to avoid using that word beautiful because we wouldn't say, oh, how beautiful. But we do use a word like nice.
Nice.
Oh, that's so nice. That's sì. So nice. And that would be translated as che bello.
Che bello, sì,
che bello.
Sì, sì.
Something I hear you using lots and lots, Francesca.
Really?
You say, che bello. Okay, so much for bello, bella, and all its other forms. What about that other very useful adjective, buono?
Buono. Buono, unlike bello, is similar to the indefinite article, uno, un. So we only need to worry about the singular forms here.
Okay.
And we need to make changes so that buono is similar to the indefinite article, un, uno, and una.
I'm sure our listeners are already thinking about this in terms of when we use un, when we use uno,
sì.
And of course when we use una and un apostrophe.
Sì.
Okay, so let's think about this. I wonder if our listeners can work this out without our help. A good friend. How do we say a friend? Francesca?
Un amico.
There's no apostrophe there
because it's a masculine one.
So a friend, a male friend. Therefore, a good friend. We apply the same rule to the noun buono.
Sì.
So it becomes?
Buon.
Okay. A good friend?
Un buon amico.
Excellent. What about a piece of advice?
Sì, a good word.
Yeah. What's the word?
Consiglio.
So see if our listeners can work it. A good piece of advice.
Un buon consiglio.
So there, the same thing happens. Un buon consiglio.
Sì.
It's un consiglio.
Sì.
It starts with a consonant.
Sì.
And buon then becomes B-U-O-N. Buon.
Sì. It's the same buon of buongiorno.
Buongiorno, certo. Okay, what about a word that begins with an S-P or an S-T?
Sì, ad esempio sport.
Okay, uno sport.
Uno sport.
In this case, we're saying uno sport. How would we say a good sport? And here we're talking about a good sport, as in volleyball is a good sport because
sì.
It helps you practice, as opposed to the other figurative sense of a good sport. Oh, he's a good sport. He's willing to have a laugh and everything. A good sport in this actual sense would be?
Un buono sport.
So notice that the same thing happens here. Buono takes on the form that uno takes, so we don't need to say uno buono sport, we can just say un buono sport.
Perfetto.
Un buono sport. Okay. Let's talk about a student, because that's a similar word, uno studente.
Sì, uno studente, so un buono studente.
Same thing happens sì. Again. Buono studente, un buono studente. Okay, what about the feminine forms? Let's take a normal feminine word that begins with a consonant.
Una torta.
A good word. Mm. Una torta. How do we say a good cake? Francesca.
Una buona torta.
Perfetto. And then finally, because we're only looking at singular forms here, what about a female friend?
Un'amica.
So that's UN apostrophe.
Apostrophe in this case.
And what's going to happen here then for a good female friend?
We can have buon with apostrophe una buona amica, and run it together as one word.
Una buona amica.
Mm-hmm. Una buona, buona amica. Sì.
Running all together. Fantastic. Now, Francesca, I have a question for you.
Sì.
We've been replacing certain words here because we no longer need to say uno studente. We don't need to say uno buono studente because the buono takes on that form.
Sì.
Okay, now, before we move away from buono, buona, I do have a question for you.
Sì.
When you say good morning, you say?
Buongiorno.
Do you write that as two words or one word?
It could be either.
Okay.
Sì.
So the same applies to buonasera?
Yes, but I must say there are different opinions okay. over this.
But our learners, if they write buonasera with two words or with one word, it's going to be accepted.
Sì, sì, sì.
The one scenario where it will definitely be one word is where we're talking about the concept of the good evening.
Sì,
or
sì,
the good morning.
Sì.
Il buongiorno, la buonasera.
Sì,
that's
sì.
a noun.
Sì, sì, esatto.
Okay, but if we're just talking about buonasera,
as a greeting, sì.
We can separate it or put it together.
Uh-huh.
Phew, I'm glad we've got through that.
Mamma mia.
Now, just as we used che bel bambino and so on, we can also use buono with che to make an exclamation about how good something is.
Sì, ad esempio, what a lovely risotto.
Which would be?
Che buon risotto.
Che buon risotto. What else?
Let me think of a tricky one. Oh, my favorite. What a delicious spritz.
Okay. So, che buono spritz.
Sì, because we have S in a consonant, spritz.
Che buono spritz. What about something else? It's all about food and drink.
Sì, sì, sorry. Because okay. I'm going to Italy tomorrow, so I'm already looking forward to
You're thinking about these things. Yeah, good.
What a good tomato sauce for your pasta.
Okay, that would be che...
Buon sugo.
Che buon sugo, okay. And what about a feminine one?
Pizza.
It must be...
What a yummy pizza.
Che buona pizza.
Sì, senza pollo.
Yeah, I will not mention the pollo. Okay, before we finish off with this, just one other thing about buono.
Sì, it's also very useful when you want to wish something. For example, in English you would say, enjoy your meal.
Which in Italian becomes?
Buon appetito.
So good appetite. Buon appetito. Sì. Any other examples?
Sì, let me think. Have a safe journey.
Per te domani.
Grazie, buon viaggio.
Buon viaggio. And in this case, we're using the same buon because it's followed by a masculine noun.
Sì.
Buon viaggio, buon appetito.
Sì.
Another example.
Happy New Year.
Ah, of course.
Buon anno.
Okay, buon anno. Okay, we'll be back to practice this in just a moment with Ayla, and there's also some cultural correspondent content coming up.
Sì.
Interrompiamo questa trasmissione per una comunicazione importante. If you'd like to make faster progress with your Italian, don't forget that you can use the premium version of this course, which features video versions of the lessons, comprehensive lesson notes, and bonus listening materials. Allora, cosa aspetti? What are you waiting for? If you'd like to take your Italian to the next level, go to coffeebreakitalianplus.com.
Okay, welcome back. Now, as promised, before we get into our practice session, we're just going to start with the caffè culturale with Francesca. Allora, Francesca,
sì.
Di che cosa parli oggi?
Oggi parlo della bella figura.
Ah, mamma mia, un concetto molto italiano.
Fondamentale, fondamentale.
Well, let's hear all about bella figura then.
Va bene. Okay, so as in episode 12, we have looked into the adjective bello. Today we're going to talk about something very Italian, as I said, which contains the word bello, or better, the feminine version, bella. Mark, have you ever heard of la bella figura?
Once or twice.
Sì. This phrase is probably every translator's nightmare, as it is so culture-bound that no equivalent exists in any other language. Non esiste un equivalente nelle altre lingue. It's not very easy to explain what this is all about, And surely a literal translation, the beautiful figure, wouldn't really convey its meaning. However, I will try here with some examples to clarify a bit this quintessentially Italian concept. Since childhood, Italian children are exposed to the idea of fare bella figura or fare una bella figura, which applies to all aspects of everyday life. It could be your first day of school, il primo giorno di scuola, or when staying at friends for a sleepover, or playing a football match. No matter what it is, you have to make a good impression, not just in terms of look or physical appearance, though. It's much more than that. It's the right balance between manners, behavior, approaching others, and of course your style and the appropriateness to the situation. I remember as a child, when going to a birthday party or to a friend's house, my parents would always say, "Mi raccomando, Francesca, fai bella figura." And in a way, this is also connected to the pillar of Italian society, family, la famiglia. If people notice that a child is well behaved, then the impression is that he or she comes from a good family, where parents care about certain values, and therefore the family can enjoy a good reputation.
It is quite difficult to understand all these aspects that are so ingrained in Italian culture.
Sì.
È difficile da capire, non è vero?
Sì, sì, è un po' difficile.
I asked a few other Italian friends if they could explain la bella figura, but every one of them gave a different example, a different explanation.
Sì, lo so, lo so. La bella figura is something that accompanies the Italians all life long. At a more adult stage, you could associate la bella figura to un colloquio di lavoro, a job interview, un esame, an exam, an important dinner you have to host, or even when going on a romantic date, un appuntamento romantico. For example, if you want to buy someone a very special present, let's say flowers, vai dal fiorista, you go to the florist, and you could say something like devo fare un regalo speciale per un compleanno e voglio fare bella figura. Cosa mi consiglia?
So here you're asking for the florist's help to help you make a good impression.
With your present.
With your present.
With your flowers,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Now, what happens if you don't fare bella figura?
Well, unfortunately, as you're saying, things don't always go the way you plan them. And it might happen that you do una figuraccia. As you can guess, this is the opposite of una bella figura. Imagine you are at a party and someone introduces you by saying you are fluent in Japanese. Everyone is excited and they ask you to say something, but you have forgotten everything, or all you know is just how to say hi in Japanese. Well, probably after the party, you would go home and say, "Oggi ho fatto una figuraccia alla festa."
So exactly the opposite of making a good impression.
Sì.
La figuraccia is the opposite of la bella figura.
Sì, esatto.
Okay.
So, be it bella figura or figuraccia, let us know if you have any experience with these key Italian words. Ask your Italian friends and post on Facebook any comments you want to share with all the Coffee Break Italian community. In this way, you will certainly do una bella figura.
Perfetto. Grazie, Francesca.
Prego.
Okay, it's time now to do some practice of bello and buono in all their different forms with Ayla. And I hope that Ayla can fare bella figura with the section.
Sicuramente. Io non ho dubbi su Ayla.
Okay, Ayla, how do you feel about buono and bello?
Well, to be honest, with buono, I feel pretty confident.
Mm-hmm.
However, I know that I probably need some more work with bello.
Bello. It's quite tricky, especially the plural forms and the other things that we've got to think about.
Sì,
with bello.
Belli, bei.
Yeah, a little bit more complicated. Okay, Francesca, can you put Ayla to the test a little?
Okay, sì, and I'll give you some context.
Okay.
Imagine we are in Italy and we are at a party and we want to compliment our friends on what they're wearing.
Buona idea.
Una buona idea, molto importante in Italia. Sì, sì. Ok, so
per fare bella figura.
Per fare bella figura. Sì. Ok, so I'll give you a word related to clothes and we will work our way to the compliment. So, for example, I'll give you the word, you give me the word with the article and then with adjective bello and then with che. Okay, let's do an example, Mark.
Yeah, okay. Ayla, are you following this?
Yes, I'm following.
Okay, well, we'll do an example first.
Okay, so the word is pantaloni.
Okay.
I want you to give me the definite article.
That would be I pantaloni.
Perfetto. And then I want you to give me adjective bello with pantaloni.
So bello becomes bei. So I would say bei pantaloni.
Perfetto. And now compliment me on the trousers I'm wearing.
I would say che bei pantaloni.
Bravissimo, perfetto.
So let's work through this. This time we'll change the item of clothing.
Sì, maglia.
Okay, Ayla, do you remember what maglia is?
Is that a jumper?
Exactly, okay. So go for it.
Would it be la maglia?
Mm-hmm. Sì. So the jumper.
And what then about? I know it would be bella maglia.
Bella maglia.
And then if I was going to say, that's a lovely jumper, would it be che bella maglia?
Bravissima, che bella maglia.
Perfetto. Okay, let's try another one.
Okay, let's try with the scarpe. So okay. Attenzione, this is plural and feminine. Scarpe, shoes.
Okay. Le scarpe.
Sì. Mm-hmm.
Then belle scarpe.
Certo.
And finally, che belle scarpe.
Bravissima, che belle scarpe.
Okay. Can you think of another word this time, perhaps a masculine word that also starts with S? And that's, you know where I'm going with this.
Sì, sì, sì. Very similar to scarpe, scarponi. This is probably a new word, but if you go skiing or if you go hill walking, you'll need this word.
So this is for the après-ski party.
Sì.
Okay,
so it's like walking boots, scarponi.
Gli scarponi?
Sì.
Gli scarponi, yeah, it's tricky because it's one of those masculine words, but it starts with a sk sound, so gli scarponi.
Then belli scarponi. And finally, che belli scarponi.
Ottimo, bravissima, che belli scarponi.
Okay.
And next is orologio, orologio.
Sai cosa vuol dire orologio?
A watch.
A watch, okay. Okay, so go for it. This one's got a vowel to start, so it's a little bit different.
Yes, l'orologio.
Yeah.
Sì.
Then bell'orologio.
Sì, bell'orologio.
Bell'orologio.
Okay.
And then che bell'orologio.
Sì, brava. It's a bit tricky. Che bell'orologio.
Okay, let's jump straight to the compliment with a couple more. So, you get anything else?
Sì,
there?
Something a wee bit international. Jeans.
Okay. So, jeans would be masculine plural, yeah?
Sì, because it's a foreign word.
Yeah, okay. All foreign words are masculine.
Sì.
Okay.
I'm going to guess that that would be che be jeans.
Bravissima. It's a plural word. And the sound is a consonant, so bei, che bei jeans.
Perfetto. Anything else?
I want you to guess what this means. I don't know if it works in English, but we use it in Italian. Smoking. Do you know what a smoking is in Italian?
It's a, imagine in another era, you put on your smoking jacket to go and have a cigar at a posh party or something like that. That's the way I think of this one. It's a tuxedo or a dinner jacket.
Sì, okay. In italiano si dice lo smoking. Sì.
So given that it's lo smoking, how would you say what a beautiful dinner jacket?
Che bello smoking.
Bravissima, because we have S in a consonant there.
Perfetto. Okay, now we've got some translations here for this episode because not only have we looked at bello, but we've also looked at buono. Mm-hmm. And we now have some translations for Ayla and indeed, of course, for our listeners. Okay, Francesca, can you give us our first one?
Okay, numero uno. What a beautiful watch. How much is it?
Very nosy, I have to say.
Sì. Gli italiani sono un po' curiosi.
Okay, so Ayla, can you translate? What a beautiful watch. We've looked at that one just recently. How much is it?
Che bell'orologio, quanto costa?
Sì, che bello orologio. Quanto costa?
Okay, let's move on to a second one.
Numero due. In Bologna, there are many nice parks.
Right, you need to think about a couple of things here, Ayla. First of all, there are, and then the many has to agree with the parks, which is in the plural, and it's a masculine word. And you've also got to think about your bello in there too. Absolutely nothing to think about at all.
A Bologna ci sono molti bei parchi?
Brava.
Sì, perfetto. A Bologna ci sono molti bei parchi.
Okay, one more from English into Italian. These are the tricky ones.
Okay. If you have a good friend, you're very lucky. It's true.
So here we're talking about buono this time.
Sì.
If you have a good friend, you can make that a female friend or a male friend, whatever suits you. You are very lucky.
Se hai una buona amica, sei molto fortunata.
Sì, perfetto. And we can have other options. Se hai un buon amico, sei molto fortunato, depending on the gender of the people involved.
Yeah, both the friend and you.
Sì.
Right, let's do three quick translations from Italian into English, and we'll make sure we give our listeners some time to think about these. Number four, please. Francesca.
Ok, numero quattro. Che bel cellulare! È nuovo?
Okay, Ayla, did you work this one out?
I think I have. I know that cellulare means mobile phone.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So I think you said, what a nice mobile phone. Is it new?
È nuovo.
Sì, perfetto.
Is it new? Okay, let's move on to number five.
Sì, numero cinque. Scusi, c'è un buon ristorante giapponese qui vicino?
Puoi ripetere?
Sì. Scusi, c'è un buon ristorante giapponese qui vicino?
Okay, Ayla, over to you.
Are you saying, excuse me, is there a good Japanese restaurant around here or near here?
Sì, perfetto. Ayla, ti piace il cibo giapponese?
Sì.
E Francesca, ti piace?
Sì, adoro il sushi.
Ah, perfetto, ok. E per finire, numero 6.
Ok. A Capri ci sono molti belli alberghi moderni e c'è sempre un bel sole.
Ah. Buona frase. Ok, ancora una volta.
Sì, un po' lunga. A Capri ci sono molti belli alberghi moderni e c'è sempre un bel sole.
Ok, we're talking here about Capri, an island off the coast of Italy. Ayla, can you translate this one?
In Capri there are many nice hotels. And there is always a lot of sun, or nice sun.
Yeah, c'è sempre un bel sole, ma c'è una parola molto importante qua. Ci sono molti belli alberghi moderni. You forgot about the moderni.
Modern
nice hotels. So there are a lot of beautiful modern hotels in Capri.
Sì.
È vero?
Sì, è bellissima Capri, consiglio a tutti i nostri ascoltatori una vacanza a Capri.
Non ci sono mai andato.
Forse è un'idea per l'estate.
Italian 3.
Sì.
Okay, that's it for this episode. We've been running a long time in this episode. It's over half an hour. We hope you don't mind, but we had certainly lots of interesting cultural information there, as well as our buono and bello and everything else.
Sì.
That's it for this episode of Coffee Break Italian. We hope that you have enjoyed it. Now, of course, there's lots more, and you can access the notes for this episode, which include transcripts of all the conversation elements and the exercises that we've been doing. There's the video version, which will help you see the construction of those adjectives on the screen. And, of course, the bonus audio, where you'll get more translations to test yourself and your understanding.
And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook. That's at facebook.com/coffeebreakitalian.
And if you are on Twitter, you can find us at Learn Italian.
And don't forget that we'd like to hear your stories of la bella figura, and if you've managed to present una bella figura in various situations.
Sì.
Grazie molte e arrivederci.
A presto.
Ciao ciao.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.